Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life, a new topic, live prayer, and a task for today, each broadcast. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is Triple Threat Tuesday, where you not only get motivated on the Morning Motivation Broadcast, but you get educated and get heard on my law office broadcast tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll talk more about that later. Our topic for this morning is I don't want your donuts, the pitfalls of dealing with petty people. I don't want your donuts, the pitfalls of dealing with petty people. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 5 through 9. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live with me by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180, or you can tune in online from your laptop, computer, or cell phone from my website's Morning Motivation page. The website is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. You can also learn more about me, the ministry, contact me to speak at your church or for prayer from that same website at feelthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 5 through 9, and I am reading from the KJV. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if this had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and has taken his wife to be thy wife, and has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon." What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. I don't want your donuts, the pitfalls of dealing with petty people. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word this morning. Throughout this week, starting on yesterday, the Lord has had me dealing with establishing within us the power of learning to say no or setting boundaries. On yesterday, he had me teach stop enabling entitled people. They'll drain you dry and leave you for dead. On this morning, he has me teaching, I don't want your donuts, the pitfalls of dealing with petty people. In today's word, we saw an example of what happens when you're dealing with petty people. The Lord had given unto King David everything that he wanted, everything that he needed, everything that he could have desired, including Saul's kingdom. But for David, that wasn't enough. So he had plotted to have Uriah the Hittite killed so that he could take Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. Then the Lord sent Nathan the prophet unto David to deal with this petty situation. And when Nathan approached David, he started off with a story. He didn't just walk in and say, well, David, thus and thus said the Lord about what you have done. Rather, he gave this story about this rich man who had a whole lot of sheep. And the rich man was hosting a big gathering, and he had a lot of people coming over. But instead of killing his own sheep as food for the feast, the rich man decided that he would take this one little baby lamb from another man. And as Nathan recites the story to David, he says, this is all the poor man had, this one little lamb that he had raised from a child. And as David heard it, his indignation grew. And then he just began to be so angry. He said, this man ought to die for what he's done, taking away this one little lamb from that poor man. But then Nathan caught him right there. And he said, but you're the man, King David, when you took from Uriah Bathsheba his wife. See, this is the pitfalls of dealing with petty people. Petty people can always see the wrong in what someone else has done. Petty people can always point out every flaw, every error, every deficiency until it comes to them. Petty people are those who come to church and they complain about everything. The service is too long or the service is too short. The pastor didn't really preach enough today. Well, he needs to teach more. Then he teaches, I wish he would preach more. The choir was on the program to sing an A and B selection, but they only sang an A selection because the Spirit really moved. But if there's the possibility that the Spirit is going to move, you should put on the program A selection with possibility of B selection if the Spirit moves. This is what petty people do. But when you go check the record, what you find is that petty people haven't paid any tithe. Petty people don't give any offering. Petty people don't serve in any ministry. Petty people don't do anything but be petty all day long. And it's not because they don't have it to tithe or give. Oh, no, 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 no. That's not the character of petty people. Petty people have it, let you know they have it, and let you know they're not going to do it. Because petty people are also self-righteous. Petty people are those people who always complain about every activity the circle of friends have chosen to participate in. Petty people are those who will walk in your home and find everything wrong. Petty people are those who really have no laughter because they're miserable people. And you know, misery loves company. They spend their day walking around finding everything that is wrong. Even if you ask them to pray for someone to intercede, their prayers focus on everything that's wrong, which may be okay or would be okay if they had some type of solution. Petty people never have a solution. And if you find yourself continuing to deal with them, not setting boundaries and not saying no, you will find yourself in the situation in 1 Corinthians 15 and 13, where the Bible says, evil communications corrupt good manners. You will find yourself also being a petty person. Now let's talk about, I don't want your donuts. On yesterday, and my friend knows that I'm going to share this story. She's allowed me to share it. On yesterday, I was speaking with a friend of mine. This friend is going through a divorce, which will be final in 2 months. Just to give you a quick backdrop that's relevant to today's story, when they divorced, my friend, who's more affluent than than the spouse was, had to give the spouse over $100,000 in cash and the home, which had over $250,000 equity in it. And the home is about a $500,000 home. Well, because the home is still in her name at this point, while the ex-spouse is getting the transition done, the ex-spouse has to give her the mortgage payment each month. Well, on yesterday, the ex-spouse was late giving her the mortgage payment. So they communicated, and she offered to come by and said, I'm just going to come by, put the payment in the mailbox, and I'm going to take it out of the mailbox, because the friend has just bought herself a brand new house. Praise the Lord. She's just closed on her new brand new home. So the gentleman was there, the ex, and I know both of them, and he was going to be there, and she didn't want to go into the home. So she said, put the mortgage payment in the mailbox. She goes to the mailbox to pull out the mortgage payment, and in the mailbox with the mortgage payment is a box of donuts. Now, they have one child, and this is his only child in the whole world. So on the box of donuts, he has written the child's name multiple times to let her know, this box of donuts is not for you, it's for our child. And the friend called me. She was so incredulous at this. She said, I don't want his donuts. And she sent me a picture of the box of donuts with the child's name marked or written all over the donuts. In other words, he was telling her, don't you eat any of these donuts. And we laughed so hard. And I said, Lord, please give me a teaching for that. And this is what the Lord gave me. I don't want your donuts, the pitfalls of dealing with petty people, because in all of the pettiness, this man has received over $100,000 cash, a home with over $250,000 equity, meaning that if the home is worth $500,000, the remaining mortgage is only about $200,000. So if he sells it, whether he keeps it, he didn't just get this large home. He got another $200,000. And all he can think to say at this point is, here are some donuts, and I don't want you to get one donut. You're raising our child, and my friend, she settled this divorce. She didn't even want to be contentious. They are both leaders in church. But here is this man's focus on the donuts. This is what happens when you allow petty people to come into your life and to take hold. Despite all you will have done for them, all you will have given them, they'll still find that one thing, and in their self-righteous nature, come in to become the thorn in the flesh for that one situation. You got to get rid of petty people. Now, we got to get ready to go into prayer. Our time is running out, so I want you to begin to praise the Lord wherever you are now as we go into prayer. Just begin to honor him, to thank him. Oh, Lord, we magnify you this morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exhort his name together. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask, Lord, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, this morning, help us to rid ourselves of petty people. Help us, Lord, to understand that we have the right to live a joyous, peaceful life. We are not required to entertain petty people in our family, petty people in our home, petty people in the church, petty people on the job, petty people in our friend circle, petty grown children. Lord, help us to realize that you said, my peace have I left with you. We have a right to enjoy life, to live victoriously, to have the peace of God operating in every area of our lives, and to say that if you want to be petty, I love you and I'll pray for you, but you can no longer exist in my inner circle. And if you're in my inner circle because you're part of my family, then we need to straighten out whatever the issues are right now, because as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and peace will abide here. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later for everything they have laid out before you. You said, Lord God, if two of us on earth shall agree as concerning or touching any matter, it shall be done. And at least two of us are in agreement right now. I thank you for the victory in their lives now that they've learned the power of saying no and releasing themselves from petty people. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on and say amen. Come on and praise the Lord for your release this morning. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Praise the Lord for your release. I want you to repeat after me. Today, I release myself from petty people. Today, I release myself from petty people. Come on and stay in the spirit as I give you the announcement and then our closing task for this morning. Our announcement is that today is Triple Threat Tuesday. You get motivated, educated, and get heard. You just got motivated on the Morning Motivation broadcast. On tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, you get educated and get heard on You Be the Jury, which is broadcast live by my law office. It is the hottest 30 minutes and talk radio. I have callers from across the nation, and I take your calls live. Our hot off the press issue that we're dealing with tonight is social media. Is social media to blame for people wanting to go viral and committing crimes just to attain viral status? You will be able to speak live on the broadcast and deliberate on air with other jurors. I can tell you it gets very hot. You can learn more about You Be the Jury, get the call-in number. You can also tune in online from my law office website. That's callrossiwilliams.com, callrossiwilliams.com. So go there at 6:30, and everything you need will be there for you to call in or tune in online. Secondly, on Friday, we will have a guest pastor who will be bringing the word. This is none other than my own personal pastor, Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. of First Deliverance Church of God in Christ here in the Miami area. So please tune in Friday. We will have Pastor Cooper. And starting after that, on every Friday, the Lord has instructed me to have guest pastors who will be teaching the word. So please look forward to that. Now, our topic for this morning is I Don't Want Your Donuts, the pitfalls of dealing with petty people. Your task for today is to release yourself from all the petty people in your life. Set the boundary and tell them no. I'll see you tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and then I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Share this broadcast. It's on our website after 8 a.m. FeelTheFire.com. I don't want your donuts.